This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vendrani Rajana. The headlines. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma executes major cabinet reshuffle. Flood situation in Manipur remains grim. Vishwakarma Puja being celebrated today. And now the news in detail. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma executed a major cabinet reshuffle yesterday, replacing 8 ministers with new appointees in the National People Party-led Meghalaya Democratic Alliance government. The reshuffle, occurring midway through the coalition's term, was formalised at the Raj Bhavan in Shillong, where Governor C.H. Vijayashankar administered the oath of office and secrecy to the new cabinet members. Four new ministers from NPP, Jowai's Wailat Miki Shilla, Jirang's Sosthini Sotun, Dalu's Brenning A. Sangma and Resubelpara's Timothy D. Shira were inducted. They replaced Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma, Food and Civil Supplies Minister Kamingon Mbon, Health Minister Amperin Lingdor, and Power Minister Abu Tahir Mondal. United Democracy Party introduced two new ministers, Mairang's Metba Lingdor and Amlaram's Lakmen Rimboy, while Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdor and Revenue and Disaster Department Minister Kirmen Shilla were dropped. The Hill State People's Democratic Party introduced Maushindrut's Methodius Dakar, and BJP inducted South Shillong's Sanbor Shulai, replacing Sports Minister Shakliar Wajri and Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Minister A.L. Heck. Mr. Sangma emphasised that the reshuffle aimed to ensure balanced regional representation and inclusivity, reflecting the aspirations of the people across districts like Ribhoy and West Garo Hills. He stated that the reshuffle was a strategic move to reset and strengthen governance as the Council of Ministers gear up for the next phase of administrative priorities. The portfolios for the newly inducted ministers will be announced soon. The flood situation in Manipur remains grim, with different places of valley districts, especially Imphal East and Thubal, still inundated. In Ukhrul, landslides along the National Highway 202 occurred in the last few days due to incessant rainfall, thus affecting passenger and commercial transportation. Considering the flood situation, all schools and colleges in Manipur will remain closed today. Most of the major rivers have been flowing above warning level. In a move to decrease the water level of major rivers, all gates of Ithai Barrage remained open and some gates of Imphal Barrage and Thubal Barrage have been opened to regulate the water levels. Meanwhile, those affected by the flash flood have been taking shelter in relief camps and concerned authorities are providing essential commodities to them. Two persons died due to flooding in the Golaghat district of Assam yesterday. The second wave of flood has affected over 22,000 people in 6 districts. More than 270 villages have been inundated and over 4,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across Assam. The rivers Diko, Disang, Dhansri, Barak and Kushiyara are flowing above danger level. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, nearly 7,000 people are in 113 relief camps and relief distribution centres. The State Disaster Response Force teams have been deployed for rescue operations. Governor of Meghalaya, C.H. Vijayashankar, yesterday led the Hindi Diwas celebrations at Raj Bhavan in Shillong. On the occasion, he released multiple publications, including works by scholars of Kendriya Hindi Sansthan Shillong, a book by Jaya Kalra, a publication by Ibat Riti Mirthong, and a book authored by the Hindi officer of IIM Shillong. The programme also featured a felicitation of poets for their literary contributions, an arts and painting exhibition, and a Hindi workshop by Parth Sarthi Pandey of Kendriya Hindi Sansthan. The event highlighted efforts to promote Hindi and honour regional talent. Meghalaya State Commission for Protection of Child Rights has expressed deep anguish over the tragic death of 4-year-old Insapira Lingdor Maunai of Nongra, East Khasi Hills. Chairperson Agatha K. Sangma urged the public not to circulate distressing images or videos of children on social media, as it is both unethical and punishable under the Juvenile Justice Act. The Commission also pressed the police to expedite investigation into the gruesome case, ensuring justice and closure for the family. The Shillong Airport will celebrate Yatri Seva Diwas today with activities promoting passenger experience and community engagement. Travellers will be welcomed with flowers, traditional hospitality and a performance of the local folk dance Kashat Sanrai. New facilities including a kids zone, library, workstation and AVSAR outlet for local artisans will be inaugurated. Passengers can participate in quiz and painting competitions, access free health checkups, and join a blood donation camp. The event will highlight the Shillong Airport's commitment to travel, comfort, social welfare, and community bonding. Rajya Sabha member from Mizoram, K. Vanlal Vena, visited the Sairang railway station at the outskirts of Aizawl yesterday. He urged the railway's officials to increase the frequency of train services from Sairang to Delhi, Kolkata and Guwahati, while pressing for daily train service to Silchar, Kachar district in Assam. The Bairabi Sairang railway line was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday. He had also flagged off the Rajdhani Express service between Sairang and Delhi, Sairang Kolkata Express and Sairang Guwahati Express train services simultaneously, calling the rail line the most affordable form of land transport. Vanlal Vena said it would significantly benefit Mizoram once the Bairabi Sairang railway line is operational. He also revealed that the centre's vision now includes extending the railway line beyond Sairang, cutting across southern Mizoram to Zorchachwa near Myanmar border. This will potentially open doors for enhanced cross-border trade and regional integration. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated a state-level orientation programme and state process lab at Pragna Bhavan in Agartala yesterday, marking the rollout of the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in Tripura. The Chief Minister said the campaign, part of Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh, aims to build a developed India through service, dedication and determination. It focuses on empowering tribal communities, ensuring self-governance and encouraging leadership locally, in line with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Dr. Saha explained that the initiative will cover 1 lakh tribal villages in over 550 districts and 3,000 block nationwide by preparing 20 lakh trained cadres. Each tribal village will also have an Adi Seva Kendra to deliver essential services. In Tripura, 8 state master trainers, 40 district master trainers, 260 block master trainers and 15 development workers in each of 392 revenue villages will be trained, benefiting nearly 8 lakh people. Tribal Welfare Minister Bikas Debbarma said the programme will make governance more transparent, accountable and dynamic. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, in association with District Industries Centre, National Small Industries Corporation, India Post and Sikkim University, organised an awareness programme on marketing support under the PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Priyatin Bhavan Tourism Office in Gangtok yesterday. Gangtok District Collector Tushar G. Nikare emphasised the significance of the PM Vishwakarma scheme and also gave a detailed information on programme for aspiring innovators and local achievers initiative started by the Sikkim government to support local entrepreneurs through events like meet and greets with experienced entrepreneurs, fostering innovation and self-reliance among local achievers. The PM Vishwakarma scheme, launched on the 17th of September 2023 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has been a landmark initiative for the empowerment of traditional artisans and craftspeople. Vishwakarma Puja is being celebrated today, especially at workshops, garages and other technical engineering institutions. As per Indian pantheon and tradition, Vishwakarma is revered and worshipped as the divine architect of the universe and personification of divine creativity as highlighted in the Rig Veda. People are celebrating Vishwakarma Puja in a joyous atmosphere, even as the Durga Puja festivities are just a few days away. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.